Dear Ollie, I need your advice. I'm a very handsome brown and beige full-bred Chihuahua dog, and I'm worried I'll be caught by our local animal control and deported directly to Chihuahua, Mexico, wherever that is in the universe. I can't swim the Rio Grande or jump any wall that Mexico might pay to have built, but I could dig under it to escape my fate. Even though I think I was born here and have my very own microchip, I'm concerned because I was rescued from the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana in Miller, and I find myself a little dog with no papers. Dog haters will see that I look like all the other 5-pound chihuahuas from the dog shelters and see no difference even with my chip. I don't bark with an accent, and I don't have a record with animal control. I don't even understand the Spanish language. But I'm afraid. I wish I were a hunting dog. I bet all the golden retrievers and boxers aren't worried about deportation. Maybe if I had been enrolled in dog training classes at Canine Connect in Valparaiso, I would have some papers at least. I'm not even a service dog with a cute red vest. I'm just a bed warmer, not a very big one at that. My pet mom carries me around in a big handbag or cat carrier tote, whatever. I'm thinking I can hide there, or in a pillowcase, or even a bottom drawer. Maybe no one can find me there. Buster Brown, East Chicago, Indiana.
Dear Buster, you seem to be growling a lot in misery, and I get it. It's a challenge not knowing your status as either a Native American-born dog or one brought here as a pup, or what's even harder, what Americans are currently thinking about this. Immigration discrimination is cyclical. At the turn of the century, the Irish, St. Patrick's Day festivities and shamrocks weren't welcome in America, and that included the Irish setter dog as well. Then we had World War II, and everything German fell out of popularity, including the shepherd dogs. After the Pearl Harbor attack, the poor little Japanese chin dog and every product made in Japan was out. I remember hearing that in 2003, some Americans were so angry with French politics, they wanted to rename our delicious French fries into Freedom Fries. So I understand the roots of your paranoia. But there's always hope that this whole Mexican wall thing will pass too. In fact, the American Kennel Club just released their list of most popular dog breeds for 2017. And guess what? The German Shepherd and the French Bulldog are in the top five. Go figure. In my heart of hearts, I believe you are many tweets away from grabbing the attention of the White House. After all, you are a Chihuahua, just like the saucy little hot tamale associated with a certain fast food Mexican restaurant. That little fellow is renowned for being the world's tiniest dog with the world's biggest personality. And you said you don't have a record. You're law-abiding. You've made a great contribution to the American economy and culture. And I read somewhere that you really don't like strangers too much and you make a good watchdog. Boy, that's hard to believe. So don't quit your day job at the fast food restaurant to become a watchdog. I can tell by your writing you're a fast learner and very intelligent, which is why I said stick with the fast food gig. There's money there. While at the same time, stay close to your pet mom by hiding in that roomy tote bag. This too will pass. Sure, you may be accused of scheming with this plan, but remember, the conversation about deportation has been by two-legged folk about two-legged folk. Buster, you're a schemer with four legs and not a dreamer with only two. I think you're safe. When talking immigration policies, let's hope that four-legged schemers are never on anybody's radar. Your friend, infer, Ollie.